Strap yourselves in. We're going for a naughty sleigh ride with the queen of YouTube, Devin Green, and her hunky action movie star husband, Joel Bryant. Say, is that a lump of coal in your stocking, or are you just happy to see me?
Listen as Devin and Joel flex their improv comedy muscles and treat us to a sexy, twisted version of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, completely made up on the spot.
Cast your vote for Devin Green. She just got nominated for Popular Female Personality in the WeHo Awards.
Virtual presence.
And our tranny, Santa Claus.
Also hot on the net, Houston, Texas elects their first Leslie mayor, Anise Parker.
The worst Christmas present ever.
Scientists figure out how to turn Mickey Mouse into Minnie Mouse by switching a gene.
And we're thrilled to announce that Feast of Fun, this podcast you're currently listening to, won the People's Choice Podcast Award for Best GLBT Podcast for the fourth year in a row.
Ah, sweet, sweet four-peat.
Thank you. Enjoy the show. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Today's show is brought to you by generous support of fabulous listeners like you.
We really can't do the show without your support, so please visit our website, feastoffun.com, and make a donation. Buy a t-shirt.
Your financial support makes all the difference.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this Joel Bryant?
Get off the line. I'm on talking.
Devin, Joel, Merry Christmas. It's turkey lurkey time. Devin and Joel are here, and they're here to stay. Hi, guys.
We're here to say congratulations. Feast of Fun won the 2009 People's Choice Podcast Award for Best GBLT. It's a delicious sandwich.
We're so excited. Thank you so much. And, you know, we couldn't have done the show without people exactly like you and Joel, Devin.
Are you kidding? We voted I almost broke my keyboard.
Voted the Charles Dickens out of it.
Your fingers are crippled from voting so much that you did, didn't you?
That's what I told her.
And from all the masturbatory fantasies.
You know what was also equally exciting, besides winning, and the fact that we were actually nominated for the top prize?
Yes.
And alongside, like, big names like Leo Laporte and ESPN and, like, straight people.
I know.
Like you guys.
Hey, look, talent is talent. A good thing is a good thing. It doesn't, you know, comedy is, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, super straight, super gay, super middle of the road.
Well, there's new studies that show that that's more fluid than ever, but we'll talk about that later in the show. Well, but now let's talk about me.
I know, it's so exciting. So we accepted our award over the internet, and Fausto was like, let's do a Kanye West thing. So Fausto is accepting the award, and then I come running up and be like, Kanye
sunglasses they're
on.
Called.
But they were like Kanye style.
And Mark storms in. Interrupts me while I'm talking, accepting the award, and he says, I don't want to mean any disrespect to you, Fausto, but this award, the best GLBT podcast award, should have gone to Beyonce.
For single ladies.
And I was like, what? I didn't even know she was in the running. So, we got some of our celebrity friends here joining in via text message. Congratulations, guys. This is Nadia Ginsburg. Aww. Thank you for inviting us to be part of a winning creation. Aww. Here's to brothers and sisters doing it for themselves. Have a drink on me.
Will do and done.
And Jaffe Grant, blogger, said, you guys are fantastic and deserve it all. All others should kneel down in supplication. You are the best GLBT podcast. Con-fucking-gratulations.
That's from Jaffe?
Jaffe, who always has a wonderful turn of phrase.
Is kneel down in supplication some kind of euphemism?
Yeah.
Yeah, for cocksucking, Joel. It's
and he's got
cocksucking.
Some pretty lips.
Learn me about that.
Really? Wow.
Really pretty lips. B. Scott said, congratulations. You guys deserve it.
Oh.
And a bunch of other people. Greetings from Disney, from the folks at Disney. We have I have a special Xmas gift for you guys.
Oh, how sweet.
I don't know if that's like a... And then Sabrina Matthews wrote, You deserve it, my little kombuchinos. Hey, if you guys come kombucha. By Chicago, we're have a Christmas kombucha brewing up for you guys.
Oh my God, that is so sweet, Fausto. You know, gosh, I didn't want to reveal it so quickly, but Joel and I have a virtual gift for you.
You do?
A virtual gift?
Yes, we do. We went to your hometown of Santur, San Juan, Puerto Rico, and we have a virtual statue of you there.
You know, I was born in Santurce, Puerto Rico.
I know you were.
The island of enchantment.
Were you checking his Wikipedia?
Oh, you have a Wikipedia? Oh, God, that's exactly what I want for Christmas.
You want a Wikipedia entry?
Yes, I do.
Do you mean Devin Green doesn't have a Wikipedia entry? I don't believe that. Let's see.
I don't.
I can't believe it. You have to gather all the things
Devin
that were
Green
ever written
about.
Devin
Green does have a Wikipedia entry. You lie.
I do?
Yeah. Devin Green, born in 1982, is a professional basketball player.
Wow.
He was undrafted out of Hampton University and was signed by the L.A. Lakers.
Oh, that's in my special skills.
You guys got mad skills, Devin. Oh, it's spelled with a V-I-N. D-E-V-I-N.
Oh, yeah, that's a different Devin.
So, but there, Betty Bowers has a Wikipedia entry.
Oh, she should.
America's finest Christian. So you got me like a statue of me?
Yes.
Like, where is it located?
It's right in the center square of Santur, right by the fountain.
What fountain? You don't even know what.
It's Santurce, isn't it?
Santurce. But if you were reading it, it would look like it would say Santurce.
Well, that's my Canadiana accent.
Is there anything in your little bag for me?
Oh, yes, there is. Joel has that one for you. Joel, open your sack.
Let me grab my sack and see what. Oh, I just spilled my seeds that I brought him.
Oh, there's apples growing everywhere.
Oh.
Call them what you like.
Joel, give him his gift.
Well, Mark, for you.
Hold on, we're gonna unwrap it.
We have our own sound effects.
There we go.
Ooh. We have brought you all the way from Puerto Rico a statue of Fausto.
Oh. Wait a minute, but then all my statue's not there.
Did you have two statues?
Well, now, no, we had one statue for Fausto in Puerto Rico, and then we brought it over for you.
I'll put it on my mantle.
How big is this statue?
Ridiculous.
It's small.
Well, is it to scale?
Perfectly to scale.
Yes, and you've mounted a horse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is, you know, my father used to say that was, he was going to put us on top of the horse. That is in the old San Juan in the, it's in the plaza to Christopher Columbus.
Oh, it's very, Catherine Colon. The Great.
What? It's called the Plaza Colon.
Colon.
Where they sell all sorts of parfums.
And chiclets.
And for a while they had a rat infestation. Because there was like a moat that surrounded
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. And so it would. Rats love water. And so people were like, let your kids play with that because there's rats there.
Wow. Well, I want to thank you for the special gifts. I guess we should have some virtual gifts for you guys,
too. I do. And you know what it is? It's a statue of me without any clothes on.
Is it to scale?
It is. It's not to scale, but I figured
it's a little exaggerated down there.
During the holidays, you got to be generous and give them a little extra.
You do. Well, you got to have a big chimney for Santa to come down.
Oh, it's actually like a Swarovski crystal. Because we have a.
You mean? Not Swarovski.
It's not Versace. It's Versace, and it's not Swarovski. It's Swarovski.
Swarovski.
Swarovski was in Desert Storm.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. Whenever we go out to the mall here, Fausto always, when we walk by the Swarovski crystal store, he always, his eyes light up, and he goes, "Oh, when I was a kid, I used to love Swarovski crystal." And
I did.
Well, now I have a whole Fausto collection of miniatures.
Menagerie, glass menagerie.
Do you guys know personally anybody who's ever collected the lead cut crystals or the blown glass little miniature figurines?
A woman with 300 cats.
Her little glass menagerie.
All made out of lead and figurines.
Okay.
Because those are, I don't know, I always feel like it's, you're entering a magical world of wonder and glass.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I see it as someone trying to fill a void.
Yeah,
no,
it's definitely
that's
filling
beautiful
the void.
Because that connects you and What a great way to spend money.
Mm-hmm. You know, she's trying to justify her pets collection right now. She's just justifying her pets collection.
Well, now, Joel, yes. I know that Devin's not the best cook in the world, and she's cooked you before. What was it, like spaghetti with ketchup? Was
that spaghetti with Thousand Island dressing.
Spaghetti with Thousand Island dressing is a meal.
It was good for about 4 hours, so, Thousand Island dressing. There's been some fantastic ones recently, you guys. Oh, in fact,
this morning
we went to go have breakfast with a friend of ours, Austin Young, fantastic artist.
And he's actually got a show. He was honored to be showing with his Fallen Fruit group at the LACMA next year.
Yes, he's a good guy. He did some of Devin's shots online.
Super
so.
Great.
Very familiar with his work. He's he photographs all the fantastic people in L.A.
And he does videos as well. Super great. Guess what kind of pancakes?
What?
So we went over, Devin made pancakes and didn't show me what they were before we left the house, so I didn't have the vetting process I usually have.
Right.
Which means I usually stop by to get something to eat on the way.
Uh-huh.
And we opened up, and there was one pancake with pepperoni topping on it. And there was one with a prune right in the middle of it, which looked exactly like a little brown starfish when it was cooked. there was one full of sunflower seeds, which was interesting.
Actually, it was bird seed.
It was bird seed. And the toppings we had were margarine or grape jelly.
Wow. So your food, you think of it more as like an art experiment rather than something that people would want to eat.
Honestly, it's all part of the creative process.
Okay.
I just eat to live. I don't live to eat.
Okay.
Now, the thing about it is, had you actually put canary bird seed in it? Because I think they still do this, or they stopped doing it and they brought it back again. They put hemp seeds so the canaries sing better. Because when they're stoned, they sing better.
Get out of here.
Almost like a poppy seed bagel.
It is like a poppy seed, but it really affects and affects the canaries, you know what I'm saying.
They're coming to get you guys. The reason I ask, because, you know, Devin's such a creative person, she must have given you some very interesting Christmas presents in the past.
Well, let me hop in very quickly.
Okay.
Just before Joel answers that, I made a pair of slippers for my father using staples. Didn't go over well. The most dangerous slippers in the world.
A little scratchy.
Yeah, and it sticks to the carpet. You get one foot in front of the other, and you're done.
So you're not going very far.
No, sir.
Is your dad like a very mobile, though? Is he a go-getter?
Oh, yes. He's a dancer.
He's like a Segway.
No, he's an archaeologist.
So, Mark, you have a new story here.
I want to still hear the crazy, I want to hear Joel's.
You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to be shocked because Devin is actually pretty good with the gifts.
Okay.
Although when she gives gifts, it's usually something that I can use for her. Like, she'll give me, like, cookware that she wants me to make dinner or something.
So you'll make this.
You know, or she'll draw, she went through a picture. She's drawn some pictures for me before. One was a picture of herself made out of her dad's stomach staples.
Ooh.
After his surgery. It was a picture of her, which I thought was interesting for me to get.
That's pretty gross. So she actually had the stomach staples from his surgery?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow. And I knew there was some gold there.
And you know what it is? It's not so much the gifts that are awkward. It's the fact that when you, when you come in and she wants to give them to you, she pretty much just puts them on the table and puts a blanket on top of them, so she never actually wraps anything. So you lift the blanket, and you're like, hey, that's all the surprise in one big fell swoop. And B, she cannot handle the fact that if I get a present early, she has to open it like a little 10-year-old girl, or if she gets me a present, like if she went shopping tomorrow to get me a Christmas present, she would insist that I open it within an hour of her bringing it home.
And do you tell her no?
I torture her.
Oh,
I love
I
getting
her
gifts early and then sitting under the tree or whatever and just saying no and really holding that over her head. She is a ridiculous little child when it comes to presents.
One of the most memorable Christmases when I opened on the 24th, I opened everyone's Christmas gifts and I tried to reseal them.
Everyone in your family?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask is for the past couple of weeks, we've been talking about the worst Christmas presents ever. So today I was like going through some news blogs and it was a title and it said worst Christmas present ever. So I'm like, of course I'm going to click on it. And so guess what the worst Christmas present ever was?
What?
It was a 28-week-old fetus that had been placed in a gift box.
For what? What was the? Is that a joke gift?
No, it wasn't a joke gift. It was some woman. She had done some kind of botched abortion or something like that, and they tried to flush it down the toilet, but it wouldn't go. So they decided to put it in a gift box, and they left it somewhere, and somebody found it, and they're like, "Oh, here's a present." And then you open it up, and then there it is. So yeah, kind of dark, but you know.
My brother last year thought it'd be funny if he got his girl a. You know, she likes gifts, and they always have a huge gift exchange.
Uh-huh.
And he thought it'd be funny if he put all the dog poop from the backyard in a box. And they did the gift exchange in front of her family and everything. And the joke did not go over as well as it probably would have thought in his head.
He picked up all the dog poop in the backyard and gave it to her?
Yeah. I mean, he opened, like, you know, 30 gifts from her and her family, and then he was snickering, and she opens up one box, and it's just full of dog crap. And I'm like, yeah, probably not a good idea.
That's nasty.
It was.
I think I'd rather get the 28-year-old
How old was this fetus again?
28 weeks. So what is that, 4 months?
Was it all dry? I assume it'd be dried by now, or was it all wet and squishy?
I don't know. It's kind of a sad story, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it'd be a happy story in the sense that kid is not going to be going to an unwanted family, and the family's not going to have to spend the resources and energy and time in trying to feed that
kid. I think the poor woman just didn't know what to do and just had a bad experience.
It's actually 7 months. That's a 7-month-old baby.
Oh, yeah.
28 weeks? Right. Unless my math is metric.
Merry Christmas. Here's a dead baby.
May I say what I would like?
Yes.
I would really like an African neck ring for Christmas.
How many?
It's from the Myanmar tribe in Thailand. It's just one, and they keep wrapping it around.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay, because they have that ones where it's like discs, and they stretch your head out.
The coil, yeah.
Yeah.
You would look kind of cute when one of those getting your neck ringed out, like the African
one. Oh, I'm so glad you're on board.
Because you and I both have kind of long necks, Devin.
We do.
So we would look very stylish and glamorous.
Well,
whereas Mark and Joel had sort of like, they were just run on two rings because they have very short necks.
You know, I don't have a short neck.
You do.
I do not have a short neck.
You have a thick, wide neck.
We could add a Schwarzkopf crystal to it.
Swarovski.
Either one.
Schwarzkopf.
So you guys wanted to do this thing called the Night Before Christmas, and we're going to play it like a...
Mad Libs.
But so explain to me the rules of this, Devin.
Sure. I am going to start it off. When there's a pause, I want you to just have a one-syllable word or body part, and Joel will complete the next line by trying to rhyme it.
Oh, that's
good.
So we
have no clue what you're going to say.
Okay. So, Fausto, you go first.
Can I start off the... I have the opening and ending lines to the poem. I took a liberty here, so we're going to start off here. Okay, ready?
Of course. So if you read the first one, don't say the word house. So you're going to leave a blank.
I know, but let me just read these first two lines so it sets the tone. I know, but I just wanted to throw a curveball.
Okay.
So, 'twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. So that's the traditional part, right?
Beautiful.
Sure.
Now, Santa was getting ready to deliver presents that night, when instead of putting on his jacket, he put on a blouse and panties that were too tight. Okay, you go now.
I'll start from the beginning.
Santa with a camel toe.
Yeah. Okay, I'm ready now.
Start from the top.
Oh, that was so great. Okay. Here we go. The children were nestled all snug in their...
sled.
In their what?
Sled.
Sled?
That rhymes with... Oh, yeah. Sled.
Sled. Sled. Well, while Mom was in the bathroom giving Father head.
And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my, can be any word, just give me a body part.
In my heels.
had had just settled down to bed to cop me some feels.
When out on the lawn there arose such a...
A mutter.
I quickly sprang off of that old little fucker.
Away to the window I flew like a...
Bitch.
And my bum was all sore from getting beat with that switch.
Wow, that's really good.
Hey, we can keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm fascinated.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen...
What? I don't know what I'm, the words I'm...
Any
saying.
Word.
Night.
Any word at all.
Night.
Night.
Look just like my camel toe when my panties are too tight.
Yay!
Yay!
Throwback.
When what to my wondering eyes should...
I feel.
But a half-naked Santa who made me squeal.
When a little old driver so lively and...
Gay.
Jumped out of the sled, snapped his fingers and said, hey.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers, they...
Quivered.
That's good.
And I pulled out my junk. It was cold, and I shivered.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, and...
Pussy.
Pussy.
keep moving. Keep going. I need a bump of weed, so push me.
To the top of the porch. To the top of the...
Nipples.
Oh, that's good.
I slapped my own bum and the fat waves, they rippled.
And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the...
On the phone?
On the phone.
Which scared the crap out of me. I thought I was alone.
And I drew in my head and was turning...
My head?
Santa came in wearing bling and grills. He had street cred.
He was dressed all in fur from his head to his...
Crotch.
I hid behind the tree. I just wanted to watch.
Oh, you really are a watcher.
Oh, he's a little perv there.
A little peeping Tom.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his...
Rectum.
He gave us boy toys and girl toys, the whole freaking spectrum.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his...
Dick.
They always do.
He took so much meth and alcohol, he got sick.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a...
Moan.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, yes.
He looked at me, winked, and gave the sign of call me on the phone.
But I heard him exclaim, ere he drew out of...
Blight.
<I don't know. laughs> You say light?
No, I don't know. I think, like, I'm remembering the poem. I'm like,
I'm just trying to figure out what to fill in. No, is it a word, a noun?
Do it again. Replay.
Try it again. Do it again. Oh, here we go. But I heard him exclaim ere he drew out of...
Drew out of air.
China.
I would have said beaver. I would have said
beaver. Just say beaver.
To the twinks and the bears.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, our Christmas is indeed complete.
We made up a poem and bastardized it.
Oh, is this the end, or are we... Well, is there more?
Unless you have another stanza.
I have a final verse for it.
Oh, hit it.
What is it?
Let's see.
So the tranny Santa came.
Yeah, so Santa put on some makeup and blush on his nose and said, I look so pretty when I wear women's clothes. Now, kids, this Christmas Eve, the presents are going to be a little late because Mrs. Santa had a really hot date. Although they look like two different people and have two different names, you realize that Saint Nick and Miss Santa are one and the same.
There is no Mrs. Santa Claus,
that
kids.
That was in your posting, wasn't it?
It was. We were like, last night, we were sitting at an IHOP, and Mark had clocked a tranny discreetly trying. We always love sitting in late night diners and noticing that if somebody's a tranny or not. And she's sitting there, and she's sipping on her late night decaf coffee and eating her Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity meal. And she looks at Mark and kind of gives him a wink. And I was like, and so we got started talking. It's like, you know, Santa and Mrs. Santa are never in the room at the same time.
True.
So that beard is just literally a beard.
A beard.
To cover up for his trans. So I'm trying. Is Mrs. Santa dressing up as a man, or is Santa dressing up as a lady?
And Santa just rhymes so well with panties. Santy and panty.
It writes itself, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. I want somebody to like put out a whole like, you know,
tranny clause.
Yeah, but like a whole long book, and then have it turned into a Broadway musical starting Kristen Karen, or was it the star
Karen
of? What's her name? The blonde
Patty LuPone.
Not Patty LuPone.
Kristen Chenoweth?
Kristen Chenoweth. Thank you. Because she stars in everything now.
Right.
Well, she should.
She's so talented and elf looking.
Yeah, she would play like the little elf, and then you could get Roseanne's ex-husband, the
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold to be Santa.
Joel's worked with Tom Arnold, haven't you?
You're best friends with him.
Not yet. Not you haven't worked with him. He's supposed to work on this web series, but then it just got picked up for TV production, so that's good news.
Oh, wonderful.
So you're getting some money, honey.
Not yet, but I've signed papers to potentially maybe get money.
And it stars the Fonz.
No, yeah.
It stars the Joel.
Just a cameo.
And it's about like sexually transmitted diseases and like using protection.
It is. It's very very erotic. It's like the Red Shoe Diaries times 10.
You gotta use a condom if you don't wanna get AIDS. Like that.
AIDS. Sit on this and rotate.
Come and meet in my office, AIDS.
So this is a brand new thing, just in time for Christmas for all the trannies and queers and people who don't fit in nicely into the predetermined slots.
What do you call it? The binary gender?
The gender and sexual binary. So I guess scientists published in the Independent have come out with studies that have shown that there inside our bodies there's a gender war constantly taking place every day between our genes and our cells, and they managed to turn off just using one single gene called the FOXL2 change Minnie Mouse, a female mouse, into Mickey, and changing her ovaries into testicles. And they're hypothesizing that, in fact, our not just our gender, but our sexual orientation and anything that we determine in doing with sex and reproduction is much more fluid than we once thought it to be.
Right.
So I could feed somebody I'm really hot for in the future chemicals to make them change into my sexual orientation.
Well, this study has more to do with gender. So you kind of always, you know, you people come in all shapes and sizes, but you meet people that are, you know, from the time that they're a little kid, they know they're a little girl. Like if they're a boy, they're like at 13, they're starting the process, 18, they get the operation. But then there's a lot of people later on in life, you know, that get sex reassignment surgeries like well into their 50s and 60s. And so what they're discovering, the reason behind that is because it's not as rigid as they thought, and that, you know, the genes do change over time.
I agree. I think this certainly addresses the issue that there is indeed a lot of gray area.
Well, as you get older, there certainly is a lot of gray area.
Hey!
Well, a lot of people don't know, especially when they get the Brazilian front.
I think that's why a lot of people trim down there, is because the gray hairs come down there. I found one on my nutsack once, and I said, you are getting plucked.
Did you pluck it?
I sure did. I said, you are not going to live down there.
It is painful to see gray hair on your testicles, isn't it?
Well, when I
haven't paid yet.
When I look down, when I'm scratching down there,
it's even worse to get gray hair in your teeth.
When I'm scratching my nuts, I know that gray. I wouldn't. I don't have any yet, Joel. Maybe you're a better judge.
take a peek.
Just say, look inside her panties and see what you. Joel, tell us to see. Tell us what you find.
What's inside Devin's panties? Who really knows?
It's a fun game. Let me reach down here.
It's that segment of the show. Let's find out what's inside Devin's panties.
Well, let me see. I got my. Oh, there's my car keys. Wonderful.
Hey, there's your class ring.
Oh, there's my class ring. And a 28-week-old fetus.
Oh. Oh. There's that fruitcake. I knew I put it in here somewhere.
It's incubating in there.
It has a real nice musk and aroma now. Just in time for the holidays. It has rum cake.
You know, it's funny because I couldn't find my other crutch.
And there it is. It was in your crotch.
I love how a serious news item turned into what's in Devin's panties.
Well, and that's what. Oh, now you have to sing the closing theme song.
You got
to
wrap it up.
We found out what was in Devin's panties.
Well, except next week, I'm going to give you a clue, okay, for next week?
Okay.
They're braces.
And that's in Devin's panties.
For your vagina dentata.
Well, let's do it harmonized. And that's in Devin's panties.
Hold on. How about this? What if you harmonize
Devin's
on...
Devin's messing up the engine.
How about... You know that song, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas?
Oh,
on
yeah.
The very last line? Can you do four-part harmony? I'll give you a note, and then you do a bouncy C, G, and a D. How about that?
Okay, let's do it.
From now on, your troubles will be out of sight, so have yourself a merry little Christmas. Here's my note.
Night.
Oh, my God.
I was like barking dogs doing jingle.
I think that... Every barbershop quartet should be running afraid.
Mm. Bum, 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 bum. Let's
now,
go to
that
Disneyland and get a job where, singing in the
like
pinstripe
high school
band.
Musical. The four of us doing High School Musical.
Oh, you know what? I'm finally posting on the website today the video of me that was shot by you.
Yes.
On my cell phone, dancing in front of the High School Musical bus.
That was classic.
You know, here's why it's classic. Because what people, unless, you know, I think you get a pretty good vibe about Mark and Fausto, but they, when there's like something, it could be anything, but I have to say, you guys have like true joy. And to see Fausto, he was just so bloody happy, just knowing that those High School Musical kids were behind him and he was essentially part of it. It was like bliss.
No, I was the star of the show. Of course.
You really, not
you really were.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. You know, Devin, when Fausto wakes up in the morning, the first thing he does is he puts on his shoes. Like, no matter what he's wearing, the shoes come on. Because he grew up in Puerto Rico where strange things would enter right. your feet right. and kill you.
My dad would be like, put on your shoes! Put on your shoes! So I'm like, as an adult, I put on my shoes.
And he wakes up singing every day.
And I'm singing. Really? Oh, yeah. Usually it's things from Dreamgirls or from Promises, Promises. Turkey Lurkey time.
Can I tell you what
one.
Joel does?
What?
He looks... looks around, tries to figure out where the hell he is, and calls a cab and comes home. That's how he wakes up.
Sometimes I'll take the money out of a wallet if I find it.
Pull those condoms out of your mouth.
It's like
just spit them out. That's all you got to do. Just
they're
get
like
them out of your mouth.
After a while.
They're a little sticky, aren't they? They stick.
Should we do a big shout out to Houston, Texas new Leslie Mayor Anise Parker?
Yeah.
Anise. She just got elected.
She's
you know
the
what? That is fantastic. Let's go a wazzling with her.
Yay!
Houston was that
progressive.
Was that progressive of a town?
Yeah, well, Houston's got a pretty gay area of town, but I it's in Texas, so it's conservative. I think that people were really just impressed by her integrity and her who she is as a person, and they said, "Yeah, we can do this."
And she's got a nice rack. That's what's important.
I haven't seen a picture. Is she kind of one of those? Is she one of those kind of hotter lesbians, more feminine,
she's what you would call we call in the community soft butch.
Soft butch.
Yeah.
Imagine John Wayne, but in drag with a nice pair of tits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Wow, so it kind of straddles a line there.
Oh, yeah.
Straddles many lines.
Well, like,
that's right.
Like Martha Stewart is considered like soft butch.
Oh.
So So it's one. Yeah. She's not a lipstick lesbian.
So not lipstick, but not butch. Right. Soft butch.
Like hey, Mark. Yes. If what would you consider Fosto if he was a lesbian?
He'd be a bio boy.
A bio boy.
Yeah.
Like what the bio fuck that mean? And if I perchance.
You'd be lipstick.
Lipstick lesbian. It's your hair.
It's the hair and the makeup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have the long hair and you're into girly things, mm-hmm. and, you know, because people don't know this about Devin, but every time you see her, she has a knapsack with unicorns and rainbow stickers yes. on it.
And Joel would be what we call a diesel dyke.
Diesel dyke.
Yes.
Ooh, what's that? He's a railroad engineer and he wears overalls?
Exactly.
For 20s, sure.
All aboard the lesbian train.
Get on the Joel train, everybody.
Yeah, the tickets are really cheap.
That was not Houston. Then we're going to go on down to Brownsville.
Brownsville, Amarillo.
We call it the boxcar for good reason.
And then we will stop in Corpus Christi to look at the Selena statue.
Soon to be replaced by the Fausto statue.
You know, sadly enough, there is no Terrence McNally statue in Corpus Christi. It's second most famous resident. Star of, Terrence McNally wrote all the great Broadway plays. He's,
right.
So for you, it would
be. Didn't he also write atlases?
That's Rand McNally.
Rand McNally.
Oh.
Close, but no cigar.
Never Rand McNally.
Like, that's creative freedom.
I took liberty with Greenland.
you know what I would really like for Christmas, though, is to get the two of you in my arms and give you guys big hugs. I'm so sad that we don't live in the
Christmas
same city.
My two feast of fun.
I'd love to roast some chestnuts with you guys, or anybody's nuts.
Now, there's rumors going around that you guys, because I guess gay pride celebrations don't always happen in the summer. In the Midwest and in the northern states, sometimes they celebrate it in the winter months.
Or the southern states, you
mean. The southern states, right?
Well, this is great news. We couldn't be happier that several gay pride events have reached out to us for us to perform. So we will give you guys a confirmation because I'm sure we'll be in your area on the East Coast and Canada in the upcoming months. And you know what was really cool? I just got this link that I was nominated for a WeHo Award, a West Hollywood Award
for
popular female personality. And I just met Calpurnia. She's in the category as well.
So it's you versus Calpurnia?
Well, I don't consider it a versus because she's, like, excellent. She's very funny, great videos.
Absolutely.
There's five others nominated, too.
There's other people nominated, but she's the only one that I actually know personally. So it was just, like, a great topping to a delicious year.
So you were both nominated in this category. Has the voting started for it? Because I nominated you.
Did you really?
Well, it was because somebody posted on your Facebook or something, so I went and nominated you.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
And so, of course, I'll vote for anybody for anything.
That makes me feel so special.
But you are. Listen, you are special.
No, that's great.
But because you know the thing is so too, it's like we ask people to vote for us all the time, so I feel as though it's my obligation to help a brother out when it's when it's their turn or a sister.
And it only takes just a couple seconds of your time.
Yeah,
I'll Twitter it too
by donating.
So when does the voting end? To
I'm
make
looking
you win
here, I guess they have their own. They make their own decision.
Oh,
right
they do.
Now. There's no place to vote on the site.
Oh, so it's just nominations.
I'm looking here. I'm not sure, but maybe
well,
can
Devin,
you guys
you
correct
know?
Me?
That's I don't know if it's voting. You know, maybe it is like a thing. In which case, we should find the contact information and inundate them.
Oh, here you go. WeHoAwards.org.
Mm-hmm.
There
we go.
And the nomination period is over, and they're having a voting party December 11th through the 18th. Voting begins on Friday.
December 11th?
It's such a confusing website.
That's okay.
I'm like,
you know what? We'll figure it out. We'll post something. But anyway, thank you.
But it's WeHoAwards.org, right, or something?
Yeah, but I'm
correct.
Like, I don't see where you can vote. But, you're up against Candice Kane. You're actually one of the few biological females in that category.
I know. I think there should be some sort of a...
Okay, let's duck down this competition.
Okay, see, Shelly Randy's, don't know who she is.
Who is that?
Amy Crosby.
Don't know.
Nicole Boom Boom Johnson.
Oh, I don't know.
Who the hell is that? I don't I don't like the sound of that. Calpurnia Adams. Boom Boom. Hi, this is Calpurnia Adams.
Have you met her? She is really sweet.
We interviewed her on the show once, and she was she's a lot of fun, and she's very sweet. And she had that one. She has some wonderful songs out there, so I'm a big fan of her music.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm just like, girl, you're so crazy, and I love it. Stunning.
Then
stunning.
Candace Kane, who was a star of Star Booty.
Oh yeah,
Star and Booty, Nip Talk, of course.
And who is hysterically funny, Lisa Chang.
Don't know her.
Don't know who she is. Sarah Smart. Don't Sounds know. Like a fake name to me.
Yeah.
Nobody's named Sarah Smart. Okay, Devin Green.
Mm-hmm.
Haviland Stillwell.
No, I don't know.
And Saskia Weber.
No.
All nobodies. I think you could win.
You could win.
Oh, gosh. Hey, honestly, this is so cool. I'm super thrilled about it. But I wanted to ask you two, you two have had a pretty big 2009. Is there one thing that you're like, God, this was the real highlight? This was...
You know, really, the listener meetup that we had at Mickey's in West Hollywood, and just hanging out with you and Joel and B. Scott and all the other fans and friends and people there, that was a real highlight for me personally.
Yeah, you two had a really great year. Now, is there anything that Joel and I or your listeners can help you with in 2010?
Money.
Well, there money. You have it.
Listen,
the most unselfish gift of all.
I'm going to write a check. I'll
tell you, the problem is it's like, you know, it's one of those cash flow kinds of things. So usually, like, our sponsors renew in January. Well, you know, we haven't had any of that money really for a long time. So it's like the end of the year is a really tough time. So, and we're also trying to develop an iPhone application. So if folks go to feastoffun.com/iPhone, they can make a donation
I'm
there.
I'm sorry. What was that again?
It's feastoffun.com/iPhone.
And every little bit counts.
Every bit counts.
And the interesting fun thing is you're not just paying for an iPhone app. We're also doing modifications on the website so you can access it with any web browser on any mobile platform. And it allows you to quickly interact with the website, because part of the problem is, although we have all these wonderful things that you can do now with the website, it's not as, as we've discovered, mobile phone friendly. So we're trying to do that.
Why don't we just call it as it is? People going to your website, this is like a $1 million looking website.
Well, thank you.
It is.
Especially with the page, now that the front of the site has your picture on it.
Oh, it does?
Oh, well, you know, today, meaning when people are listening to the show, your photo will be there.
Say,
and
those photos you sent, do you want extra camel toe put in that, or is it you like it just the way it is?
Could you bump up a little camel cleavage on there?
I can always make it.
We can bump that
as obscene
up.
As you want it to be.
A very hoofy Christmas.
May your hoof be tied.
But you were saying something. What were you saying, Devin? It was about the website.
The $1 million website.
Well, here's the thing. It takes very little to get reap such a huge reward that friends of Feast of Fun can visually eye bugger as much as they want.
Well, the nice thing about Feast of Fun, and there's something that a lot of people are just starting to discover, and we're still in sort of like ironing out the bugs, is that there's the fresh section, which is everything that every listener finds fabulous on the internet, they post it there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of like up to the minute news, and usually find out about, like, I found out about the lesbian mayor by keeping my eye on that page faster than even the AP had it.
Well,
because somebody who listens to shows in Houston and is like, yay, our lesbian mayor won, you know, the election. And it's like, and then I'm later verifying it on the Associated Press, but it's like, it's up to the second. It's faster than Twitter.
Well, I'm going to throw in some technical jargon here, but in looking at your website, it's got a lot of stickiness. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. You want to stay. You want to stay.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's addictive, like a hanging out with you guys and listening to your comedy. Hey, any chance of you guys, now Cameron Esposito put out just recorded her comedy album in 2010. Mm-hmm. Any chances that you guys putting out a comedy album?
Oh, God, that's a great idea. Joel, why didn't you think of that? Let's do it. It's on.
I'm doing
on.
It as we speak. I'm recording this conversation.
Sell it on iTunes. Released.
Hey, if I can talk to Fausto, just for... Gentlemen, if you could just close your ears quickly.
Okay.
Fausto, oh. What did you get Mark for Christmas?
I got him a butt plug.
It's on!
It's very too nice. Tight, and so it's really a present for me, as all good presents are.
God, that's great. Okay, Joel.
You want a butt plug too, Devin?
What?
He was
what
not a, supposed to hear
butt
that.
Plug?
Nothing, nothing.
That's almost like a wheel of fun.
Hey, who to the what? What's in Devin's panties?
What's in Devin's panties?
I would like some photographs, a Wikipedia page, and a kitten. Mm. And for people to be kind to one another. I don't think that's too fucking much to ask.
Hey, this is a family show.
A little holiday with a little motherfucking grace.
Welcome
and dignity.
Welcome to my family, fellas.
Hey, so Devin, you recently released a Betty Bowers, America's
Correct.
Best Christian, and you took on the Mormon Church.
Less is Mormon. Too many rights make a wrong. You can go to Facebook.com, half an X, which is a slash, Betty Bowers. You can go to YouTube and do a slash, mm-hmm. and then go to Mrs. Betty Bowers, and you will have literally hours of entertainment, mind-stimulating, glorious, free entertainment.
Mm.
And hopefully it will give you a moment of repose.
Okay.
It's a very informative video,
absolutely,
though, I
have to say. Absolutely, it's wonderful. So you've tackled the Mormon Church, you've tackled gay marriage. What's next on the Betty Bauer agenda? Has that planned out yet?
Gay Mormons getting married.
Oh, my God. Well, there's a full slate for 2010.
Oh, is there?
Mrs. Betty Bauer has a unique place in the fabric of the internet. And I hope that there's some change. If you just go on to Facebook, I think you'll see a couple of upcoming clues.
Oh.
They're like droppings, like breadcrumbs. Guide you. So actually, there may be something in the kitchen, something about Easter cookies.
Oh.
You know what I would really love for Christmas is a Canon D7 camera.
Oh.
That shoots a high definition video. It's looks
I wonder
fierce.
If there's any of your Feast of Fun friends out there that can maybe pick one up from the back alley, from the back of a van, from liberate it from a neighbor, perchance.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to do anything illegal.
No, of course not.
Liberating isn't illegal. Liberating is the legal way to do it.
Let my camera come.
Have a rally.
You know, we have some questions from Twitter, which is twitter.com/feastoffun.
Yeah.
And also, you know, not enough people who listen to the show follow you on Twitter, Devin. And that's Devin Green, right? And Joel Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
With a T at the end for terrific.
Thank you.
And so we've got some questions here. So Joe Duganzik, who does the Nido cast, I want a low-value winning lottery ticket.
Hmm.
They want to know how you guys are going to be celebrating Christmas, seriously speaking.
We will be going up to Canada. We will have some smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you guys East Coast or West Coast? I don't want to, you know, Vancouver sounds like you want to be vague there, but.
Well, we're going to make a stop off in Vancouver, even though we're not from there. There's relatives there.
And that's
and
where
it's
you have
so
this.
Beautiful. Mm. I really, sometimes I feel like an ombudsman for Canada, for Canada travel. But it's so beautiful in Vancouver. Toronto's fantastic. The middle parts, I think you can pass by quickly. But it's all very, you know, so we are going to, because we alternate each year. Either we go to Joel's hometown of Albuquerque.
Or New Mexico.
Or somewhere in the Canada nether regions.
Mm. Well, you guys are performing in New Mexico coming up soon, correct. Right?
What? In the new year, in January. They opened a brand new spanking improv theater out there.
Oh.
And I actually went out last year to open up their first improv festival doing stand-up. And have arranged for Devin and I to go out there and do our very first show in my hometown.
Of Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
So you're coming, it's like Madonna performing in Detroit, Michigan.
A lot like it, but less fashion.
Is there a statue to Bugs Bunny in Albuquerque?
Oh!
Because he always took lefts there.
There would be, but unless they can make it out of mud brick... they probably won't put it up there.
Oh.
Okay, Brian Martinico, who has a fantastic body, wants to know, what do I want for the holidays? I want Tiger Woods' stamina would be nice. Can you get me that, Devin or Joel? What are they, Santa Claus? Crystal Connors, Devin, Joel, what are your opinions on bell ringers? I want to choke them to death, darlings. Is that not Christmassy of me, is it now?
Well, there's so many other uses for fingers. Why waste them on bells?
Bell ringers are like homeless people with an instrument.
Money,
but they have to have a bell.
A hobo orchestra, if you will.
Yeah, you might as well give the homeless dude a cowbell all year.
Donate
long.
Something for the holidays.
Hold on, you two are musical. Wasn't there a song about that?
There is.
Bells on her fingers, do 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 do.
She had rings on her fingers and bells on her toes.
Milt Dog, are you a glitter fan, Devin? What kind of glitter colors do you like? Blue glitter or yellow glitter?
I like pasty glitter.
Like on your nipples?
Oh, okay then. If you insist, fine. Don't touch my Aurelias.
What is the term for your area that of your nipples?
Areolas.
That, areolas.
Or as Devin says, Aurelias.
Aurelias. Is that a Canadian thing?
I used to have a teacher. Her name was Sister Aurelia.
Sister so, Nipple?
We used to call her Sister Areola.
Sister Nipple, oh, the time has come.
And you know that you're the only one to say... Okay.
Oh, brilliant. Sister Nipple.
Sadly, guys, the hour's coming to the end.
No, we haven't talked to Jordan or Jonathan, Rick, Brian, Samson, Delilah.
Jordan Hochstedler wants a spam javelin.
Oh, that can be arranged. Joel, get on. Get hard.
I'll spam away.
I order you to get hard.
Although I think Joel has more beef than pork.
What's that mean?
Are you gonna say I'm Jewish?
Are you saying he's got low-hanging balls?
What the hell is that? I don't know. My computer just came alive.
It's like, I am taking over the show.
It's like, all right, you kids, you got to wrap this up.
Computer's tired.
If you do come to Chicago, so you guys are going to possibly be the Grand Marshals and the Gay Pride celebrations.
Actually going to perform. We're not going to be on the back of a car.
Oh, that's the easy part.
That's the easiest thing. We're being considered. We're in the running for Phoenix, Arizona's Gay Pride Parade in 2010 as Grand Marshals. And this is my idea because I want to open it up to open source.
Uh-huh.
I want to have a Web 2.0 elements on the on the Gay Pride Parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a video camera mounted on the car so you can see the perspective of what it's like to be a Grand Marshal in a Gay Pride celebration. So everybody can follow it on the internet.
And do like a Ustream?
Yeah, like Justin.tv.
Justine
in my case.
It's live.
Where do we get a hold to get that, to push that over the top so if he's the Grand Marshal? Is there someone to call, like Mr. Phoenix or something?
I don't know. I guess Joe is sort of spearheading it. He's the guy who organized it for us to get a key to the city, which you guys got
key,
to see.
You should be a Grand Marshal.
And far, I haven't been able to unlock any doors with that. Except the doors to my heart.
Well, you know what? Phoenix isn't too far away. We can make a hop, skip, and a jump out there. And then when we go do Pride up in Wisconsin, maybe we could go down to Chicago, baby.
You're not supposed to say that.
No, you're not supposed to say that.
Well, we don't know where in Wisconsin.
Yeah, somewhere in the Midwest.
Yes.
And
I thought it was easterly.
No, it's.
I don't know where the hell I am.
It's just north of us. Wisconsin is that little state between Illinois and Alberta.
Like
not Alberta.
Taint.
Where's Winnipeg? Winnipeg is.
It's the taint of America.
It's the taint of America.
It's the north of it. So, yeah, so you guys might be just a hop, skip away from Chicago, and we might just have to organize something fun here.
That would be awesome. Just excellent.
It'd be fresh.
I could just finger you right now. I'm so excited.
So start working on that tap routine. You know, so.
Tap dancing. Mark, actually, the person who does, interestingly enough, Mark is a great tap dancer.
Did you know that about me?
He brings the noise and the fun.
He's doing it.
Here's me tap dancing right now.
Guys, we love you so much.
Likewise.
Have a wonderful holiday season.
Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We're going to put both of you in our heart and our hearth. We're going to burn you alive for Christmas.
Oh, I love it.
And if we could just say to your listeners, which we consider our friends now, thank you so much for making this, you know, for you guys extending yourselves to us by being, you know, delicious, delightful, and deplorable all at once.
Oh, honey, anytime.
You're the star on our Christmas tree.
And you guys were our first guests in a post-4 podcast awards state.
Oh, congratulations on the award.
Yep.
You deserve it.
And listen, I'm going to file a little piece of the award and send it to you guys in the mail because you definitely helped us earn it.
Hey, Joe, we're going to get some more shavings.
Oh,
we'll put something in an envelope and send it to you.
Ooh.
This is our four-peat, as we call it now.
So, just take your underwear off.
Throw it in an
envelope, send it to me, and I can put it up on eBay and sell it. Devin and Joel's underwear.
I think, truly, this is a true testament to your staying power, your tenacity, your insouciance.
Our sense of bold
our
daring.
Listen, I speak French. So you can't fly back things like that and be like, yeah, they won't even know. That means uncaring.
Oh, I thought she was being nice all along.
No, I am. It was just the accent. You guys are truly a blessing in our lives. So thank you so much. And
same
I have
here.
A great feeling that all of us, we're going to have a really great 2010.
Absolutely.
It's a nice number, too. Mm-hmm. And you can make eyeglasses with it. Because you have the zero and the zero and the one between your nose, and the two just kind of juts out there.
Yeah.
You're a modern-day Molly Malone.
Bye, guys. We
love you guys. Merry
Bye.
Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Big hugs.
Mm. Bye.
Bye.
Devin Green and Joel Bryant live in the sunny, warm Los Angeles.
Well, we are here in the cold of Chicago.
But it's a lovely, Chicago's a lovely city. Don't get, just because the weather's rough.
And they live in my heart, too.
They do live in my heart. Yeah. They live in wherever there's humor and sexiness and naughtiness, you'll find Devin Green and Joel Bryant in there building a fire, keeping it warm for everyone.
I want them to come to Chicago.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a blast.
And we could do like Misery. We can. You're going to make the ultimate comedy video and you won't be able to leave until you finish. And they'd be like, uh-oh, got more than I bargained for. Dios mío. Where's my slide whistle? So, Mark, right now, if you go to the website, feastoffun.com/iPhone, you can see sneak previews of our up-and-coming iPhone web app.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be, it's not just an iPhone application. It's also going to be the website equivalent if you visit the website on your mobile platform like a BlackBerry and stuff.
Right, so we want something like that. And other people were asking about a Droid. And, you know, hey, we'll keep it in the pipeline. Let's get this iPhone app out first.
Yeah, we just done basically a poll of the listeners and they all said, yeah, I'm on an iPhone, so.
Right.
You know, but I would love to have it on the BlackBerry, on the Droid, and mm-hmm. even in the unannounced, unreleased Google phone, which I guess they put their foot in their mouths.
Oh, why? What'd they do?
They talked about their phone on their blog.
Oh, and they weren't supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, you weren't
so guess
to
what?
Blog about
Google's
that.
Going to come out with a phone. So, Apple, you better get Rourke in on the next version,
because
you got competition.
I bet you the apps for that will be very easy to develop.
I bet they will.
I bet they will.
You know, or maybe not. Some people are saying that the Google Chrome browser, operating system is not as easy to use as they thought you would.
Oh.
So, you know, it's technology takes...
Right.
It's like Paula Abdul.
Mm. How was Fausto? How is technology like Paula Abdul?
Because sometimes, honey, you take 3 steps forward, you take 3 steps back. We come together because opposites attract.
Isn't that 2 steps?
Oh, yeah, sorry. 2 steps forward, 2 steps back. Listen, just finger me and mutter something about MC Scat Cat, okay?
So, but first, we got to get the iPhone app out the door, then we'll worry about the Droid and the Google phone.
And we're going to leave you guys here with some fabulous music appropriate for Devin and Joel. Mm-hmm. And this is Flatulina. Honey, I don't know. Flatulina, performance art, a little bit of performance artist, a little bit of a sexy diva, and very gassy.
Oh.
And she does a whole spectacular, fabulous holiday Christmas album, which is covers of Christmas classics, all done with a full orchestra and Flatulina farting at most of the song. And what we're playing for you here is The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, although in their case, I would call it The Dance of the Sugar Fart Fairy or something like that.
What? I can't.
It's horrifying.
I have not heard this yet. So no. I'm prepared.
It's pretty good, though. And this music is actually part of our upcoming incredibly strange Christmas music holiday special next week, where we end the season with our collection of the strangest, most bizarre holiday-themed music we've discovered. If you have something that you might want to share with us and have it make it on your list, it can't be made by a celebrity. So nothing by, although it would qualify very well, most of Elton John, Madonna's, and Cyndi Lauper's music that they've ever done for the holidays, it does not qualify for our list. It has to be obscure and strange. And you can do so just by emailing us, mail@feastoffun.com, or Twitter us, twitter.com/feastoffun. Bye, everybody.
Bye.